A lot of people out there have been calling me, asking about the Barbie situation. A lot of kids got Barbies for Christmas, and there have been a lot of calls on this. I did not want to take this on, but because of the number of calls, I do want to address it briefly, actually as a public service deal. Barbie, of course, the plastic doll, is often mutilated at the hands of young girls. This is something a lot of people haven't known about. It's been kept quiet, but it's, at least in academia, been known about for quite some time. This iconic plastic doll Barbie has been mutilated at the hands of young girls for years, and finally people are starting to speak up and say why. Girls apparently see Barbie torture as a legitimate play activity, and they see the torture of Barbie as fun, according to researchers, and it's worrisome to parents. They've been calling me asking if I'll talk about it. The types of mutilation are varied, and they're creative, and they range from pulling out the hair to decapitation to burning to breaking them to microwaving them. No joke. And if you don't believe this, people, if you think this is Mishki having fun with the news, you go to the Associated Press wire on the internet, and you put in this. Researchers find Barbie is often mutilated. Little old Barbie got mutilated late last night. Ha. Little girl's playing again. I'm not joking here. Researchers have questioned children about their attitudes to a range of different products as part of a study on branding in general, and they found that Barbie... for some reason, Barbie provoked the strongest reaction in kids. Youngsters report rejection as one of the feelings they have with this particular doll. Hatred. They feel violent towards it. All true. This may be actually not a bad time for me to announce that I have been, for the last 6-8 months, selling, mostly out of the trunk of my car, selling these little Barbie wheelchairs. I got them in Taiwan. They're not for sale here in the States, but I have them in my trunk. Little Barbie wheelchairs. Even if you haven't hurt your Barbies yet, kids, sometimes she's just more fun to mess with once you stick her in a wheelchair. You know, once you have her confined to a chair, that's when games can include pushing her down an escalator or into oncoming traffic or something. Barbie Burn Unit and Face Transplant Trauma Center is in the works as well, as is Barbie Anti-Decapitation Spray, a pocket canister that attaches to her keychain that she wears around her waist, and you can have her grab it and spray it at you when you go to cut her head off. Yeah. Parents listening right now, if you're going to buy your child a Barbie, let Barbie know ahead of time what she's in for. I think she has a clause in her contract with Mattel allowing her to void the purchase if the purchase is not in her best interest. Anyway, the researchers here say the view of Barbie by youngsters goes beyond antipathy. Physical violence and torture towards the doll is reported all the time, gleefully, across age, school, and gender. Everyone loves hurting this doll. Boys often express nostalgia and affection toward their action figures, but they never say nice things about Barbie. And girls don't have the feeling boys have towards G.I. Joe, toward their Barbie. They don't get nostalgic about Barbie. Even in their late teen years, they still hurt Barbie. In fact, the older they get, the more they want to hurt her. They say she's babyish. They say she represents a younger childhood, which they feel they've outgrown. So the older they get, instead of finding it childish, they hurt Barbie more. Adults find the delight kids take in murdering and torturing and mutilating Barbie deeply disturbing. But from the child's point of view, they're simply being imaginative in disposing of a commodity that they're tired of. Manufacturer Mattel, which sells 94 million Barbies a year, says the doll remains the number one fashion doll brand. Yeah. The number one fashion doll brand to buy and freaking torture. They will not alter their Barbie doll in any way, they say. They will not make asbestos Barbie or titanium Barbie or whatever the hell they have to make. Well, what about just coming out with a Kent State Barbie? And stay with me here, people. Don't leave. Don't switch. Don't change. I'm the only show on right now, really, that's doing this. Easy. What about coming out? What about... Not throwing in the towel as much as just riding with this thing a little bit, Mattel. Go with me now. Kent State Barbie. Four different dolls that could be gunned down by Ohio State National Guardsmen, who could look like Ken or whatever you want them to look like. But just a thought. They're already buying them to hurt them. Set up the whole... scene, a diorama or something. Kent State Barbie or whatever.